Lenin, a black gemara, the kufchav aleph on the base, the very bottom of the page, it says in the Mishnah we talked about that different parts of the animal they themselves are not considered flesh, but they combine with others to form the size of an egg when it comes to food. But they don't combine when it comes to create under velo to say that this is a carcass. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that the part of the meat that's left onto the hide, if there's a size of a kazayis there, it combines to the veil as well, and it becomes tummy. Says the Gemara, that when do we say that this kazayis is considered meat, is only if you gather, you deliberately put it together. Otherwise, if it's not or just a half a kazayis here, half a kazayis there by itself, it becomes secondary to the hide and it's not considered meat. The two half zeisim that happen to find themselves on the hide, the hide automatically cancels them; they're not meat. You have to deliberately want them to become a kazai. Says the Gemara, Liba the man. Who is he saying this according to? Does he follow Rabbi Shmuel, who says in the next mission, in a few missions from now, what he says? If you have two half olives, if you carry them, you're chai because we combine the two. He holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, the high does not cancel the half kazesim. So why is Abuna say that automatically they get canceled unless you do something to show that you don't want to cancel it? That says that it automatically it's not considered flesh unless you do something. Rabbi Kiva says clearly that the high, if it's only less than a kazai, it automatically cancels it. When did Rabbi Shmuel say that it does not get cancelled? Only if an animal did it, so therefore you didn't do anything to cancel it. If you did it with your hand and you left pieces of meat on the hide, it's as if you showed that you don't want it. So automatically it becomes bottle. Bottle, it is bottle. Toshma coming here, it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, all of the pieces of meat that are left on the hide, Hamechunas, if they gather together, there's the size of a kezayis in one place, Chayovin, all of your chayv. But Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Vuhusha Kansai, provided that you gather them all together. Which means that by itself it automatically becomes bottle. You tell me that if you did it by knife, it does not become bottle. So when you did it with a knife, it did not become bottle, and then you put it together, it became a kazayis. If you tell me, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you did it with a knife, automatically becomes bottle, then you can resurrect it afterwards if you gather it together. Rabbi Huna says, if you gather it together, it becomes a kazayis. But once you mevaklit, once you say, I don't need it anymore, you cannot join together. You're right. If you did it with a knife, it does not become bottle at all. And I don't even have to gather it together. So Rabbi Huna holds like Rabbi Akiva that by itself it becomes bottle by itself. But if you did it with a knife and you had it, and then you put it together, then it does not become bottle. Then you say that for all along you want it to be one kazayis piece. Pshita, I would have thought, key comment, Rabbi Kiva Hanibu, only if you had a knife. I'm literally bottled, that come cancelled, come ashlan, that it by itself becomes cancelled, it's the skin that cancels it. Time, Rabbi Kiva, what's the swadim? Nesha oima vatlan, because the hide is what cancels it. Loishna polot chaya, loishna polot sakin. Doesn't make a difference if an animal bit it or whether you did it with a knife. It automatically can bottle you, trying to save him, Rabbi Kiva, metai, but why does he metai by hide? Nesha oima vatlan, the hide cancels them out. Okay, up to the Mishnah. We're talking now about hide. That hide is not considered part of the animal, and therefore hide is not the hide itself is not considered meat. But when it comes to food, we can combine it to form the size of an egg. But it itself is not really is not meat. When it comes to the veil, it cannot. Says the Mishnah, Elu, but there are certain hides that are so tender as meat. Exactly, people actually eat it. We're just starting the Mishnah. Okay. Wait 1 second. Okay, so we're talking about certain hides that are considered meat, and these hides are considered meat. Therefore, they become tummy. Which kind of hide? Elu she'oida saying kipsol. The following hides are like meat. Oida adam, the hide of the skin of a person. The skin of a person is edible. And the oir chazir, the skin of a pig. That's why you know how many they graft skin. The person has a fire. Rahman's land. They take skin of a pig, and for a human. The oil, he says only a domestic pig. comes along. So these hides are like flesh, and they're metame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af oy chazer habar, even the hide of a wild chaz is also tender. But oy chitare shagamol harakin also. Oh, the hide. We can now continue.
Oh, you stand already?
We had no breather. We're still here. We waited and waited. That's right. Now, we're talking about that in Mishneh Kufcha Bezim Rav. There are certain hides that are tender that can be eaten. The hide of a human being, the hide of a pig, wild or domestic. If you have a camel, the hump of a camel that's tender, we'll soon see what's considered a tender hump, is also edible. And also the head, the hide of the head of a tender calf. The hide around the hooves. The hide around the shame area, that's, you know, the genitals are. The hide of a baby fetus. The hind shatachas alya from the part underneath the tail, and also we in the Torah lists 8 different rodents shrotzim that are tamei, and 4 of them are also tamei. Oyd anoke va'koyer va'tov va'chaim. These four chomachaim is a weasel, but these four hatov is a lizard. These four, what do you call it? Hanoke, at least some say, is a porcupine, and va'hakeya, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Rabbi Yudaimer Haltar Kechulda. Rabbi Yudaimer, I disagree. I hold that a lizard has a Kechulda, its skin, its hide is very tough. You make pocketbooks out of it. But cool on all these hides. Sha'avdan, if you worked on them, you tanned them. Oishihilich behen, or you walked on them. Kidei avoida, long enough to do avoida in those 72 minutes. To hide in, they're no longer fit for human consumption. Chutzma oir adam, the hide of a person, even if you walked on it and did all that, it's looked at a hide and it's forbidden. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, he disagrees. He holds the entire Shmoyne Shratzim Yesh Lehenoides. He holds that all the 8 Shratzim, their hide is not flesh, it's just hide, and it's not metami. Says the Gemara, Amarula, Dvar Teide, Minat Teide, Oir Adam Teide. Truth be told, the hide of a person should be Teide, it's skin. Ma Tam Amru Tami, why do they say that's tummy? The skin of a person, not flesh. Why is it tummy? Gzeda, we are worried, hear this. Shema Yasa Adam Oiris Avi V'ima Shtichin. That he might take the skin of his parents, strip them off, flay them off the body, and use them as a bedspread, or as a seat spread. And therefore, he's even Isa the Rice of Kivravim. Others say Pumfaket. He loves his parents so much. We'll soon see more later about Rabbi Shmuel. He loves his parents so much, he wants to see them all the time. Didn't have cameras in those days, so he took the skin off and he put him on the chair. But he's always next to his parents.
His parents' skin?
Skin.
His parents' skin.
Yeah, he loves them so much.
That's an outrageous thing to
do. Everybody has teach to their own. That's one version. V'ikid the master, others learn it, are safe on the end. The kulan she'ibdon, if you tan them, or she'hilich ben, if you walked on them, k'dei avoida, 72 minutes, to hide in the Torah. Chutzma eir adam, except the hide of a person, that even if you tanned it and you walked on it after 72 minutes, still the hide of a person, you're not allowed to, it's considered flesh. Amrul v'ateida eir adam shadar Torah, really should be Torah. Uma tam omru tamik, zeida shema yasa adam eiris aviv ima shtichin. We are worried that he might use the skin of his father or his mother and use him as a tablecloth, or as a bedspread, or as a seat spread. Man the masnoration, the ratio when you didn't tell it. And he says, really, their skin, we're just being machmer, koshkin, a safer. Sure, and safer, you machmer, throw me the rabban. Or the man the masna, safe in the case where you tanned it, then definitely, ma'atayt is no longer skin, it's no longer flesh. Ablaration, but in the first case, you didn't tan it, then tumu the raisa. The skin of a human is the raisa, is ma'atayt. Now, the truth of the matter is, anybody's skin is tummy, but we're talking about the extra precaution here because the father and mother says, you're over kibbut of aim, much stricter of aid. Or other Rishonim say, we're not scared, why would you take somebody's skin to use as a tablecloth or as a bedspread or a tabletop? It's only your parents because you love them so much. Look, you did love me that much. Says the Gemara, obviously, there are people.
Come on.
No. Says the Gemara, but oy chazir, what's the machleket regarding chazir, domestic and also wild animals? As the Gemara, this is thick. The wild boars have thick skin, therefore it's not flesh. And the domestic ones are tender. Masavar, Hainam and Ochel, they're both tender. No, it's in between. The question is how do we view it? Oil chitedish l'gomar haraka, the hump of a camel. B'kamel gomar haraka, what is it? Amar Abu Lamar Shur Ben Levi, Kol Zman Shelo Tana. As long as it didn't carry any packages, it's considered raka. Boy, Rav Yimiya, what about the gear zman elitin? It's old enough, mature enough to carry things. Amar Lo Tana, the fact is it didn't. Is it the skin or is it the fact that it carried? Mahu. Boy, Abai, same idea. Lo Yigiya zman elitin, underage. But Vitana did carry. Mahu. Is it the skin or is it the packages? Teku. Yosef Reish Lakish Yekom Aboyle, he asked the question, Kam Magom Lo Raka, so what's considered a tender, and yet saw that same discussion, Omri B'Shem Barabba, Hochem B'Shem Balevi, so B'Shem Barabba said, this is what B'Shem Balevi said, Kol Zman Shaloi Ton, as long as he didn't carry anything. In other words, it's the carrying, it's the peklach that make the skin rough. Omri said to him, Reish Lakish said, Tiv, sit down, the Kabbalah, sit down opposite me. The Gemara says in the Sefer Poilim that Reish Lakish, in the morning Yuma says, Reish Lakish knew that anyone he talked to in the street, everybody would trust him because Reish Lakish is very picky in who he spoke to. So he said to this guy, you can sit down next to me and talk to me because I love you for giving me such a good shot. Interesting. In Bavel they came up with a teku, and Israel they have a solution. Here you have an example where a question that they're going to leave for Leo in Israel, they already resolved it. So what's going to happen? Leo is going to tell them, go to Israel, or is he going to actually answer them themselves? What's Elio going to do? He's in a bind.
We'll all be in Israel anyway.
The whole world will be Israel, that's true.
Is it Reish Lakish knew more of the camels there?
Maybe. Sorry?
Maybe they knew more about the camels there.
In more than Iraq? Iraq is a big desert.
Maybe they didn't travel, they just stayed there.
I don't know.
Reish Lakish is the ex-bandit, no?
Sorry?
Reish Lakish is the ex-bandit.
Yes, or circus acrobat. Different opinions. Yosef, Rab Zayda, who's from Babel now in Israel, come and boy, last name question. Come and come and ask. Omele, Rovin, Bachin, Romechin said, Hochem, Rishum Levi. This is what Ula said, name Rishum Levi. He said, Kozman, Shalai Ton, as long as they carry. Havik Tonule, that's what it's talking about. Omele said, Choda, Havloch, Martia, you have only one Kiddush to say. This seems like it's the only thing that you know about in Halacha, and you keep on repeating it. Says the Gemara, what a humiliating statement. Instead of thanking him, he humiliated him. Says the Gemara, Tochazi, come and see, very interesting, come and see Ma Bent Kifia Yisrael, Reish Lakish, who was such a Makbid captain in Yisrael, and Chassidim Bavel and Reb Zayda, who's supposed to be a Chassid, he's going to jump in an oven every 30 days to test to see whether he's a tzaddik or not, he's a burning hot oven. And Reb Zayda was a Chassid, Reb Zayda was a Chassid, he had such anger, and Reish Lakish, who was a Takiv, was so kind to other people. So, in other words, the Gemara is trying to say here that Israelis are nicer than Chutz La'aretz Likus. You think it's true?
Very true.
V'oid haroish, the hide of a head, v'kame egal rach, what's considered a tender calf? Omar Ula says, Ben Shlosa, a year old, Yechad, Kod Manshin, as long as it's suckling from his mother. Yeboyle, Hechigam Ula, does Ula mean a year old and suckling? Ben Shlosa, which only both things? And V'omlam Yechad argues and says, Kod Manshin, Yainik. No, that even, as long as it's Yainik, even 18 months old, it's still considered tender. Adim Ula just ben shnosik, a year old. Ben yoinig, ben she'eni. I'd be yechid ben shnosik, who has to be told book conditions. Toshma, yechid amar, kol zman she'yoinig. As long as it's being yoinig. In other words, he's adding to Ula. V'imitsa, v'hushi, and b'ilei. And if he's, what you're right, it should have said that if he's arguing in Ula, and Ula says a year old regardless, and he won't say no. It has to have two conditions. He should have said, v'hushi yoinig, provided that he's yoinig. That's what he should have said. Shema Menor is an ayah that he's arguing altogether. Says he's going to write Boy, Menor is Shlok Beichon. He's going to be asking Beichon a question. Oid Horoi Shalek Larach, the tender skin on the head of a tender calf. Mawa, she doesn't become Tommy. Omale, he said to him, Eina Metame, he's not Metame. Omale, the Matron, didn't you teach us? Eilu Shor is saying, keep sudden that the hide is like the flesh. Oid Horoi Shalek Larach. You told us, Mefeder, that the tender skin of a calf is considered meat, which is very hard to understand. So what are you asking Rabbi Yechon? If Rabbi Yechon told you already once that it's mutter, what are you asking him again for? Don't know. Omele, and Rabbi Yechon got upset. Maybe that's why I got upset. Al takni teini, don't nudge me. Beloshen yochid ani shenoi. So when I told you last time that was a Mishnah, I realize now that it's only a das yochid, and that's not the halacha. How do I realize that? The Tanya, because I came across a braisa which says the following. Remember that pigul is when you have a mind when you shech the carbon that you're going to eat it the wrong time. You eat it even though you ate it the right time, you get karis. There's also chutzal mekrema where you had a mind eating the wrong place. But provided you had a mind to eat parts of the animal that are edible, If you had a mind to eat parts of the animal, the nails of the animal, of a carbon, it means nothing, because it's not an edible part. So what's considered edible, what's considered inedible? The time we learn, Hashoychet is oil, Yeshech the carbon oil, Lahakte kezayis, to roast a kezayis, Ma'or shetach is aliyah from the hide that's beneath the tail, which is edible. Chutzl mekoyim, he had in mind to shech the, or to burn it on the Mizbech outside the base of Migdash, Pasol, Emakadim, Akadis. Chutzl is money, he had in mind to eat, to do it out after the 3 day, Pigul v'chayom l'akadis. Elazar ben Yehuda adds, Isha v'lumay mem shem Yaakov, v'chein v'shem Yehuda yishkvar yikuma v'shem Shimon, echad oir process, whether it's even the hide of the hooves, v'echad oir roish shal egel rach, or the hide of a tender calf, v'echad oir shal egel rach, the hide that's underneath the tail, kol shiz manu chachamim, anything that Chachamim calculated about tumah when it comes to the laws of tumah, she oir is saying kibsarim, that the hide is tender, it's like the flesh, Lahavi to include Oisha Beish Abaisha is the hide around the gentle area. Chutzl Mekremi had the mind in the wrong place. Pasol and Kodachos Mani, Pig Lechon Lekodachos. So who's the one who includes Egel Rach? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. But I follow the Tanakh Kamas. So I realize I made a mistake. But Oisha Beish Aprosa is the hide around the bottom of the feet. My Beish Aprosa is what exactly you're talking to. Rabba, my Beish Aprosa is Mama Jimmy around the hooves. The part from the hooves up to the lower joint, when they sell the head, they would cut that part of the leg and sell it with it. But oido anoka, Torah when we learn, it says in Pasik, when it lists over there all the different shrotzim, it says, Eile hatumeyim, the following atumei, it lists four, then another, it says, and then another Pasik, it lists another four, and then it says, Eile shrotzim. So hatumeyim, le rabba, it says hatumeyim, the tumei, when hatumeyim, the tumei, le rabba is to include, or to say in the high, keep saying like the flesh. Yochel abra thought, afilu kulan, I would have thought that wow, that all eight of them, their hide is like the flesh. Tamalaimat Eila, only some of them. Eila Hatmeh, only these, and not which ones. But Eila Kulak Sivir, what do you mean? Eila's on all eight. The previous two psukim mentions eight. Amar Abla Mineyu Hivsikinya. It says the Pasik. It says Zelachem Atameh, Achoyle the Akbavatsov, Liminehu. And then it mentions the next five. So Liminehu stops it, and the next five goes under Eila. The lech should not be tanshemis, so why don't we include the tanshemis as well? It says three, and then it says five. It says three and then five, but you only counted four. We must ask, how come you don't count the five? This tanshemis is number five. Lichshiv nami tinshemis, why don't you include tinshemis as well, whatever animal that is? Rav tanu, Rav is a tanu. But tanin is tinshemis, and therefore he can learn tinshemis. So Rav, Gemara says right here, Rav is a tanu, he is entitled to... to argue with the Braise, and he includes in Shemis. Not like the Mishnah that does not say it. Says Gemara, but Tanya don't like Tanya Shemis, but our Mishnah doesn't mention the Shemis. Only mentions four others. So the question is for me: who cares about Rav? What about the fact that the Pasuk has five, lists five in the Pasuk, and then says Eilat Meim? So why is all five included that the hide should be like the flesh? Tanya did not say. Our Tanya doesn't agree with this whole limud. Our Tanya says it's common sense. You touch it, you feel it. This is rough and coarse, then therefore it's not like the flesh. The other ones are much more tender. It is like the flesh. The touching. The gishta the halta and miflugin. They're arguing about the touching of the halta, whether the halta is included or not, if how thick it is or coarse it is. Says the Gemara. If you walked on it, if you didn't walk on it, no, but the ear of a donkey, if you use it as a patch for your basket, use it by a patch, it becomes tired, because since you took it away from being eaten as a flesh, and you decided to use it as a hide, as a patch, it's bottled. So the chayda, if you spread it out on the table, what do you tell me that what? And you had to walk. Walk means you literally had to walk on it 72 minutes. What for? As soon as you took it to use as a tabletop, you show it to her. You demonstrate. You don't intend to eat this particular piece of hide. You intend to use it as a tabletop. So why does it say hilich? It sounds like only for hilich. Only if you walked in as well. So the Gemara, you know, machshav is not enough. So the Gemara answers, you're right. To law, if you made a patch out of it, it's not just thinking, you actually did something, then Afrika of Lahilach. Even though you didn't walk, the fact that you did something, you used it as a patch, showed us you don't want to eat it. If you didn't use it as a patch, then if you didn't use a patch, just a machshava, you have to do something. If you walked on it, then it's considered hide. If you didn't, it's flesh. Kama kadei, but how much do you have to walk on it? Walking is, no, because you're walking on it, we don't know what it is, it has no status yet. That's what it sounds like. So you walk down it, you make it, what do you call it? You now turn it into whatever it is. A good question. You know how long you have to walk on it? The length of 4 milin. The time it takes to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Talking about 72 minutes, Gemara says 4 milin. I'll tell you a few other dinim that you need 4 milin. Let's say I was hired to go ahead and to make dough for somebody, I have to make sure the kelim are toyed. I have to walk up to 4 milin to take it to the mikveh. Litzfila to davening. Big machlek is a shiny. Rashi is davening for a minion. You have to walk up to 4 mil, 72 minutes to find a minion. And according to Taisa, tefillah means to washing your hands to daven. What do you call it? And others, Rabbi Tam says, to go to the mikveh before davening. That's what means the tefillah. Well, the tefillah is a dying, washing hands for bread up to 4 mil. If you can, if there's no water within 4 mil, you can put, we had before, you wrap around your hand something. Abbas mil. Aronach mitcha, Eva, Amra, Eva said, the arboi, there's another one as well. You said three things. I'll mention a fourth thing. And that is tanning. How long should you tan something walking 72 minutes? When we say you have to walk 72 minutes, this is 4 mil, only going forward while you're traveling. But to go backwards, to go back, which is away from the direction you're trying to go, then even a mil. So we're talking about your traveling. So what about if you're at home? You have to go on all four sides. You got to travel a minya up to 72 minutes.
72 minutes,
no, four directions, in any direction. You don't have to go backwards a meal, which is 18 minutes. Less than a meal, you do have to. Now, talking about the skin of the face. Talking about we learned. Ligoyen of a legion of soldiers, that travel, Goyisha soldiers travel from city to city. The Nichnes, Labai, they entered your house. Habai is Tameh. They made your house Tameh because they came in with Tameh to get products. What Tameh to get products? She'ein lo kolegium legion. There isn't a legion out there. They all believe in witchcraft. And they used to have these good symbols. She'ein lo kamer kakaflin. That's what exactly it is. She'ein lo kamer kakaflin. They don't have the skin of the faces of people. Val tamed, and they used to have it for good luck charms. And it's a goy, by a goy we say the name tamed. So maybe there were some Yiddish faces there as well. But al tamed, you shouldn't be wondering what kind of modern zacher is, like you said before. Shari kafle Rabbi Shmuel, one of the Asari Ruge Malchus, when the princess saw him, she saw how handsome he was. She asked the father a favor to remove the skin after he was killed, so she can hang it up in her room. Munach Beresh Malachim is sitting on the head of kings. So this is what happens. Okay, so.